It is time for us to take a look at sports, and boy, do we have a pretty amazing Major League Baseball postseason underway. Surprises, lots of runs being scored, and I don't think it's turning out to be what most of the experts thought. First of all, we'll go to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are in deep trouble now. They lost again last night. They are down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves, and their pitching just isn't getting it done. This game was out of hand early, out of hand early. Why? Well, the Braves went back to back in the second inning, and it sounded like this.
Two strikes. Yeah, that ball's hit well into left field. Turning and running is Taylor at the track, the wall. She's gone. Eddie Rosario with a home run, opposite field smash, and the Braves strike first.
Someone said the Braves had the slug today, didn't they?
Yeah, well, Brian Snicker was telling us that before the game in the dugout.
A silencer as Rosario continues his hitting ways. He has been an impact player in this league championship series when he was logging multiple innings. That ball's high and deep into left center field. Duvall gives it a ride, and this one's going to fly. Adam Duvall with a home run. The Braves go back to back. 2-0 Atlanta. And now you really start to feel the screws tightening.
Well, Adam Duvall talked about today seeing the ball up. What did he do? He fouled off the curveball and allowed him to get this fastball over the heart of the plate. And look, 38 home runs during the regular season. One of the strongest hitters in baseball.
The National League's top RBI man this year. Another midseason acquisition. And it is Rosario in Duvall, part of that remade Atlanta outfield that delivers back-to-back homers.
Okay, so it was a 2-0 lead. And yeah, the Dodgers did come back to tie the game at one point, but then the Astros broke it open with seven more runs. So the Braves beat the Dodgers 9-2. They lead that series 3-1. Now let's move on to the Astros and the Red Sox. Teams are swapping blowouts in this one. It's pretty amazing is all I can say. For Houston, it seems like they have a different guy every day. Yordan Alvarez had 3 hits against Chris Sale in last night's game, and well, here they are, back to back to back.
In pitches in the first inning, and Yordan Alvarez hits the ball into left. Back at the wall, it's gone, and the Astros strike first in game 5. Yordan Alvarez gets his second of the postseason, his first of this ALCS in Houston, like last night, on top here early. 3-2 pitch and a high fly ball into left. This ball is off the monster. Bregman to third. Long single for Alvarez, first and third, one out.
Well, this is just incredible hitting. After having a little bit of doubt of the 3-2 pitch could be a breaking ball, he tried to heat him up with a fastball right down the middle, it looked like.
After the ground out by Bregman, and that one's down the line into left. What a night. Alvarez has delivered again. 2 more runs will score off his bat. He's driven in all 3, and it's 3-0 Astros here in the 6th.
And, of course, the game went on to wind up once again in another lopsided score by a score of 9-1, I do believe the game wound up as. So now, what's the schedule like? I do believe coming up will be, let's see, well, let's just see if I can find out exactly when the next is coming up. All right, here, let's slide down here. Okay, today is Thursday. The Braves are at the Dodgers at 8 p.m. This could be the wrap-up game in that series. And on Friday, the Red Sox are at the Astros for their game 6 at 8 p.m. So tonight and on Friday night, we could be heading to the World Series as early as next week. But we'll see what happens. The Red Sox have been down, if you're a Yankee fan, if you remember, 3-1 and came back, stormed back and won 4 games. So there's hope for both those teams. All right, the NBA last night. We'll take a look at some of the action that happened in the NBA. And it was a good night for the New York Knicks, I do believe. Let me just bring this up. Because I think the Knicks played the Celtics, went to double overtime, and the Knicks got the victory 138-134. 138-134 for the Knicks. Playing today, none of the local teams. Tomorrow, the Knicks are taking on the Magic. The Nets are taking on the 76ers. And the Raptors are taking on the Celtics. And early in the season, but I hope the good news continues for the New York Knicks. They made the playoffs last year. They're a much improved club, got a lot of young players and a couple of seasoned veterans. And it's nice to see the Knicks last year play some good basketball, and it appears, hopefully, they'll continue that this year. All right, let's take a look at the schedule for the National Football League. And it is Thursday night, so you have your choice of baseball, seeing the Dodgers possibly get eliminated or actually stay on, or football. And in football tonight, let's see, what do we have here? Gosh, come on, yeah. It's got to move ahead here. All right, in Thursday night football, the Broncos at 3-3 will take on the Browns at 3-3. All right, and that'll be in Cleveland. Coming up on Sunday, the 3-3 Panthers are at the Giants. The Giants are 1-5 at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, the 1-4 Jets will take on the 2-4 Patriots. For you Chief fans out there, the Chiefs take on the Titans at 1 o'clock. The football club at Washington takes on the Packers at 1 o'clock as well, and the Falcons take on the Dolphins at 1 o'clock. Bengals at the Ravens, the Lions at the Rams, Eagles at the Raiders, Texans at the Cardinals, the Bears take on the Buccaneers, and the 8 o'clock game on Sunday night, the Colts against the 49ers, and on Monday Night Football, it's the Saints versus the Seahawks. There you go. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.